I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Welcome to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here again for my dad this week. Today I'm with my brother, Phil Cortez, and Todd Schmiegel of Schmiegel's Plumbing. He's going to be here to answer all of your plumbing questions, as well as any questions you may have regarding construction. You can talk to Phil or I. You can call us at 803-0930. You can also text us at 803-0930. Or if you're outside of Buffalo, you can call us at 1-800-616-9236. How's it going, Todd?
Oh, fantastic. Great to see you guys again, and wish your dad well away in wherever he is.
Down under.
Down under. And we're just talking about something unique. What happened is in the other half
he
the
sent us a video, and the water does go down the drain backwards, the other way, counterclockwise.
That's been a plumber's question forever, so now I know the answer.
We did ask him about the toilet. Yeah. We're not sure if the toilet goes the opposite way, but the sink drain does.
Right.
So, but thanks for coming in today. We always enjoy having you here. We get great topics to talk about with you.
Before we get into all the plumbing talk, we're going to mention some of the things that the housekeeping that Dom makes sure that we talk about, which is our cooking school at Cortez Construction. If you're interested in signing up for any of those classes, you can go right to our website and pick the specific class that you have. Every class is themed, so you can pick the one that you like. Also, remember to watch our TV show, which will be starting to air. Actually, I think it already did start airing. Whoops. A couple weeks ago. So that is on Saturday, Sunday mornings. And then also stop into our showroom. Our showroom is a one-stop shop. We do everything from kitchens and bathrooms to additions, sunrooms, outdoor kitchens, decks, and all of that is on display for your viewing and help in deciding on your projects at our showroom. So any of those things, feel free to give us a call if you have any questions on those things. But as far as what we said, Todd is here to discuss all things plumbing. One of the things that we were talking about before we started, Todd, was leaking. This is a good time of year for leaking in your basement. So why don't you...
Water infiltration in the basement can happen a couple different ways. It's important you know how and why, when it happens, and how you can mitigate it. So the most basic way water gets in your basement is groundwater. And groundwater can come just from underneath your basement floor to alongside the walls in your house and then find its way into the basement. So if you have a good drainage system, meaning a drain tile and a sump pump, and that all works well, that's fine. But if water is coming into your basement from your sanitary sewer, that's a whole different issue that has to be addressed differently, and both can happen. So that's the biggest question. If people want to know how and why to stop that, let's talk about that.
What is the... How do they get in differently? Like, what are the two different systems?
Well, groundwater is just that. It's just Mother Nature putting the water there, and you need to get rid of it. But when the sewers become overwhelmed, the sanitary sewers become overwhelmed with normal sewage water and rainwater, which shouldn't be getting in there during a rainy day, that's going to find a place to go. And a lot of times that's in your basement. So if you have a floor drain in your basement, if you have a shower or a toilet, that water is going to want to come out of there and then flood your basement. And if it's clear enough water, you might think it's just regular water coming in from your drain or from your walls. So to stop that, you need to put gate valves and check valves on, and there's different ways of handling that, and it'll stop that problem.
If you have no basement or plumbing in the basement, or let me start over, if you don't have any plumbing in the basement, do you not have that concern?
Not necessarily, no. Now, if your sewer is under... Your sanitary sewer is under your basement floor, like older houses have. Mm-hmm. I think like maybe mid-70s it started to hang your sewer in your basement. But when you had a sewer under your basement floor, if that sewer is not in good shape, if it's not intact, it can leak water out, regardless if you have a floor drain or a toilet or sink in the basement. So that's still a possibility.
We do see that a lot in, we're going into basements for remodels. And great idea having it, submerged like that, but... How do you work on it? How do you put those gate valves in if it is under the ground?
Well, what you try to do is isolate just the fixtures in your basement. So if you have a basement bathroom without a gate valve or check valve on, you find the sewer connection and put that valve right there. So it just isolates the basement part of your sewer, and the rest of the house is still fine. You still can use the second floor first and second floor bathrooms. If you can't get to it right away because of whatever's in your way, you can put a gate or check valve on your main sewer coming into the house. And typically you can find that towards the front of the building. The only downside of that is your whole sewer is then shut off if you had to physically close it for a rainstorm. But it's still better than water coming in where you don't want it to come in.
Yeah, exactly. So. I had a little bit of a scare a few weeks ago with when we had all that snow melt. And my wife calls me. She goes, I hear water running and a beeping. I said, well, go downstairs and check it. She goes, I can't. I'm on a work call. I'm like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. So she sent my 7-year-old daughter down there to inspect the situation. And luckily, it passed her 7-year-old inspection. But that groundwater coming up, too, is also a concern. And there's really no way to stop that if you don't have proper backups in place. Am I correct with that?
Yeah. Groundwater, that's Mother Nature, and you're not going to win there. So if you have a good drain tile system and a good sump pump pit and pump, you should be fine. Now, some of the houses I've been in, they're big enough or in an area, they have so much groundwater, they'll have two sump pump pits, maybe either side of the basement, and mm-hmm. two separate pumps discharging outside. It just depends on how much water you have under the ground.
I'm lucky. I don't usually get a ton. Yeah. You know, I'm right on bedrock, but that snow, I mean, we went from 6 feet to nothing. Yeah. And when she did call me, I was standing in 3 inches of water in someone's basement. Okay. Which is one of those days. But.
Well, it turns out your system worked. Yeah. Exactly what it was intended for. And that's why it's put in. That's why there's codes. There's plumbing codes surrounding all this. And they're all for good reason to protect you, the homeowner.
Yeah. I mean, she's not used. Like I said, the sump pump doesn't ever run. Yeah. And the fact that she was hearing it was unusual for her. So, it was good that it didn't work the way it was supposed to. But deciphering that, you said sometimes that sewer water comes in clear. How do you determine? Is there a plumber's test, or is it? I mean, gray water's got a certain smell, and so generally does sewage water. But if it's rainwater backing up into the sewage system,
well,
how do you tell?
I guess you have to isolate where you see the water physically coming in. You know, if you see a floor drain bubbling up or a toilet. Once again, those are older houses that it's prone to, but there's really no definitive way at that point.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So, Todd, I mean, a lot of the, you know, because that's a really good point. It's hard to kind of tell exactly where that water is coming from. And, excuse me, mitigation of, you know, like, for example, the discharge of your sump pump. I mean, that things like that or making sure downspouts run away from your house or making sure that they run into the conduit are all ways that you can stop additional water from coming into the house, right? So, I mean, you know, to kind of talk about how you, if you do have a lot of groundwater regularly, how there's ways that you can kind of keep it away from your foundation.
Yeah, good point. Before the water can come into your basement, you know, don't let it get in there. So I'm trying to say, with the conductors, lead your downspout water away from the house, pitch your yard away from the house, not towards your house. I mean, it's easier said than done sometimes, but not having that water come in is the best possible situation. Why do you want to pump water out that you can naturally just have drain away? And speaking of discharges, I don't know when we're going to go to a commercial break here, but I want to talk about sump pump discharges, how they should go, and more importantly, water-powered backup sump pumps.
Yeah, that was one thing that I was going to bring up, and certain municipalities now are mandating that you do discharge outside of the house, and it's not really going into a storm drain. They're just pumping them into their front yards. I mean, most of, I think Tonawanda's where I see a lot of it.
Yeah.
And they're putting 20-foot lines, just pumping out on the sidewalk on the front that's inevitably going to freeze. And
well, that's a big thing for me as a licensed plumber is when you do a sump pump discharge, your water has to stay on your property or discharge through to a town storm sewer and not get on a public or private sidewalk. Mm-hmm. It's all about liability.
Yeah. And we see that a lot. I mean, and then you see the areas where the grass is just growing exponentially because that's where the discharge is unloading.
Yeah.
So it is very easy to spot that. But
all right, so we'll get into all those topics that Todd mentioned here after the break. If you do have any questions for Todd, you can call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo. And again, if you have any questions for Phil or I regarding anything, kitchens, baths, additions, sunrooms, anything construction related, feel free to give us a call as well. We'll be back right after this.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 800 and get an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, free product of your choice, and ships free with code 800. LumiDeodorant.com. Code 800 for an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack. Love it or return it for free. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Code 800.
Buffalo weather at this time of year is questionable. One thing you can always count on, enjoying the warmth of a Lopi Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas fireplace. When you think of cool nights, think of Countryside Stove and Chimney. It's Keith from Countryside Stove. Forget about trips to the woodpile. Enjoy all the comfort and savings with a high efficiency, low operating cost natural gas fireplace. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. This year, enjoy the cold and comfort, convenience and warmth of your Countryside Stove and Chimney high efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for additional savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today, using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or as we're talking about, some pumps, then they quit, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Well, what do? You call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Plumbing Help Now, plumbinghelpnow.net.
The Simon and Garfunkel Story, the Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino, April 17th to 21st. Sing along to hits of the world's most successful music duo of all time, like Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, The Sound of Silence, and many more. State-of-the-art video projection, incredible lighting, and a full live band. A show you don't want to miss. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, April 17th to 21st. The Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
It's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, we're talking about keeping your basement dry and your sump pump working properly. And the last place we want to see a water problem is in our basements. And that's where my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear can help you by the same epoxy coating of your basement floor. That's right. As winter sets in, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer unbeatable durability and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come in a rock solid. They come with a rock solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Give them a call today at 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Stop.
Hammer Time! Go with the
flow. Welcome back to Hammer Time. Again, this is Nick Cortez. I am here with my brother Phil Cortez and Todd Schmeagle of Schmeagle Plumbing. But we also have a special guest who was pretty upset with me that I didn't introduce him the first time. It's the third generation of radio stars, Frankie Cortez. How you doing, Frankie?
Hello.
That's my son, and he's going to be doing the radio show if you're all around in maybe 40 years or so. So, hi, Frankie. He's here to make sure that we're all doing a really good job. So,
Quality control.
Yeah. Before the break, we were talking with Todd about some of there's some topics that you wanted to mention regarding, you know, some of the hot topics in plumbing this time of year. So why don't you talk to those, and then we'll go to a couple calls out in Orchard Park.
Well, let's start talking about sump pumps in general, and then backup water sump pumps. It's important to have a good quality sump pump in your basement to get rid of the water in your sump pump pit. You know, I encourage a heavy cast iron pump sitting on the bottom of the pit. Third horsepower is generally pretty good. If you get too big of a pump, like a half horsepower, it can run too quick and too short of a time. So there's more of an on-off annoyance, if you will, and it's something you don't necessarily need. I'm not saying it's not a candidate for some people, but typically a third horsepower is fine. Now let's get on the subject of backup sump pumps. When the power fails, you either have a battery-operated sump pump or a water-powered sump pump. And I did my share of battery-operated sump pump years ago, and they worked great until
the battery dies.
There you go. So I'd get that question, you know, third day or second day into a power outage, now what do I do? Well, What are your options
at this point? Up the creek.
Yeah. So water-powered sump pumps started to become the norm for me, and I certainly do my share of them, and they're great. But the biggest key to remember the water-powered sump pumps you need to have, or any sump pump situation, when you have more than one pump, you need to have more than one discharge. So never, ever tie the two discharges of any sump pumps together. It's a tragedy, if you will, because if one of the sump pump check valves fails, guess what? That water is going to come right back into the pit. And if it's the check valve for your normal pump and the water-powered sump pump kicks on and it's tied together, not only aren't you getting rid of the water that's down, you're adding to it. Mm-hmm. So you're making your problem worse. And I see it too often where you have both of them tied in together. So whoever put your backup sump pump in, please do it the right way.
That's what I have is the water backup. Yeah. And I couldn't get home for, you know, the whole day. And it kept up for the full 8 hours, no issues whatsoever. And I'm not going to tell you how I actually fixed my sump pump because it's not really a plumber. I kicked it.
Oh. Okay.
I could feel that the pipe wanted to do something. Yeah. So I cleaned the underside of the impeller. There must have been some gunk or something stuck in the impeller.
Well, sometimes the switches hang up on some sump pumps too. Yeah. And just the very, you know, shock of kicking it will make it work. So let's look at your switch on your sump pump. Yeah, maybe you're a candidate for a new pump right away.
All right, well, while we're talking about basements, we'll go to Michelle in Orchard Park, who has a question regarding a bathroom in her basement. How you doing, Michelle?
Good morning, Michelle.
Doing good, thank you.
How are you?
What can we help you with?
Okay, my husband claims we've done everything we could. We have a bathroom in the basement. We have two gate valves and a check valve. And last year when we had a melt, the sewers always back up here in Orchard Park, and there was water coming out of the cap from one of the gate valves area.
Okay.
Is there anything else that could be done? We have a separate gate valve to shut off the bathroom in the basement.
Okay. Yeah. If you have a gate valve, just for reference, is a manually closing valve. You either have to push a lever down or you have to screw down a handle to get a valve to close. That's a manual way of doing it, and that should be working fine if the integrity is good. As compared to a check valve, which is an automatic valve, nothing more than a flapper, that when the water's going the wrong way, the flapper will close. However, there is a possibility of that flapper getting blocked, and it's not a guarantee. So I always like to see a combination gate and check valve in that situation. Now, if you're having an issue with water coming out of one of them, the integrity of the valve is in question. You'd have to, you know, take that apart, get it serviced. Depending on how old it is, you might need to change it. But you're doing the right thing by having a gate and or a check valve on there. Did that answer your question? Did that help you out?
Yes, it did. I'll tell my husband that, and we'll go from there.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Michelle hangs up. That opens up a line for you. If you have a question for Todd or Phil or I, give us a call at 803-0930 or 1-800-626-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo. We'll go to Mike in West Seneca, who has a question regarding a hardwired smoke detector chirping. How you doing, Mike?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I have a hardwired smoke detector up at the top of my stairs, and last night while we were sleeping, it started chirping. And it goes for like 20 minutes, and then it chirps again, and it goes again.
So how old is the smoke detector, Mike?
Well, it's when we had the house built, so it's over 35 years old.
Oh, then you're pretty lucky. But so basically what happens with hardwired smoke detectors is they will also have a battery backup. So more than likely what the issue there is that there's a 9-volt battery inside of that hardwired unit that needs to be replaced. And that chirping is telling you that battery is dead and it needs to be changed out. And to give you a point of reference, my house is 3 years old and I've done that in 2 smoke detectors already. So you got a good 32 more years than I did.
It could also be a defective sensor. And if you look at the manufacturer, if you look at the type of smoke detector that it is, and you look up, you know, the chirping, I guess, consistency, how long it's chirping in between, it'll give you kind of a reference as to what's wrong with the unit. So Nick's right. It could be the battery, but it could also be the sensor for the smoke going bad. And you could blow that out. I know you had luck with that once,
yeah,
right?
Blowing that out. A lot of times it could just be dust in there in the sensors. But really what is inside of those smoke detectors is a sensor that senses smoke. So if dust gets in there, it kind of treats it the same way, and it'll think of the, you know, a lot of times that when you have dust in there, it'll more actually go off than a chirp. Chirp is probably usually something is defective or the battery is dead or something like that. So
it might be time to replace it. You got a lot of years out of that one already. So
yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike hangs up. Again, you can give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. We also have a call from Bob out in Cheektowaga that has a hot water tank question. How you doing, Bob?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. I
pray for your dad on a regular basis. I have a couple of questions I just wanted to ask some grown-ups, because I was listening to the political class on another station talk about how they're working hard to keep things not only the way they are, but to progress forward. And just knowing that we're suing manufacturers over pop caps and fast food boxes, and knowing that electric tanks are going electric and how much more expensive it's going to get, and wondering if we're going to be able to get a gas line so we could even at least have a gas grill in a backyard, so that if you have a storm, I don't have the luxury of a basement. I have a first floor, and if I go to all electric, then I'm totally without any type of heat whatsoever. And knowing that the cost of business is going up, because I too do service work, and if you need a backup or a clean out or the backup taken care of, with 70,000 more cars going onto the Buffalo roads and no thought about this whatsoever, I got to just ask what the thoughts are of you gentlemen for the future, because it's 66 is what I'm going to turn. I really got some reservations as to what these people are seriously thinking, and I'll just say this, and I'll let you go and turn on my AM radio with batteries.
Well, we will answer your question when we get back from the news break, but thank you for this this call.
We'll be back right after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. As Buffalo remembered firefighter Jason Arno, who died in the line of duty 1 year ago Friday, Hope Rises honored current firefighters by delivering pizzas to firehouses. Chelsea Gill says she wanted to give back.
I'm a first responder's wife. We lost Chip McCarthy 15 years ago. That was the other Buffalo fireman that died that I personally would like to do it every year. Even if we switch it up, if it may not be food, but it's something to kind of give back. I personally would like to, and I know that our board would be in agreement, but either way, I'll make it happen.
Blaisdell Pizza donated cheat pizzas to go to each firehouse. Cheektowaga police say a pedestrian was killed after being hit by a truck Friday afternoon. Police say the pedestrian appeared to step off the curb and was struck on Walden near the 90. The pedestrian died at the scene. Today marks the 46th annual Shamrock Run. The nearly 5 mile event runs through the Old First Ward. Shamrock Run race director Patrick Gormley.
Every dollar that comes in for the Shamrock Run goes to the Old First Ward Community Center. It funds about 20% of our operating budget. That's our youth program. That's our free senior program. It's our housing assistance. It's our food pantry, community garden, recreation. I could go down the list. There are so many programs that we run here.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, for total comfort in your home, look no farther than TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning. We welcome them as a new sponsor of the program. They're powering tomorrow, and they're comforting today. TRS and Rheem, high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners, ensure your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. Now, we're thrilled to announce the brand new electrical division that TRS has formed. TRS now brings you the power you need, whether it's a small light fixture or a natural gas whole house generator. Whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. Powering tomorrow, comforting today, TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Immerse yourself in a cultivation of color at Plantasia Garden and Landscape Show, March 14th through the 17th at the Fairgrounds Event Center in Hamburg. Our colorful themed gardens will inspire your outdoor living dreams. Shop the garden marketplace for plants and unique garden decor. Enjoy seminars hosted by garden experts, a children's garden, and more. Kids 12 and under are free. Plantasia, presented by Lakeside Sod in Plant Western New York. Visit PlantasiaNY.com. Plantasia, the official sponsor of spring.
Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? This is Dominic Cortese telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort.
Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com or their showroom on Harlem near Clinton.
Why spend weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Install a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm's showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Save with a high efficiency, low operating cost, natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with the touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Transform your home from always cold to always warm and receive rebates by installing a high-efficiency natural gas fireplace with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth a trip.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Are your home utility bills out of control? For easy, affordable solutions, go to the industry leaders for home improvement. Go, go, Lenco. With fiberglass insulation by Owens Corning, you'll save money on your heating and cooling bills and be more comfortable in your home. Get wholesale pricing in-store or at any of our three convenient locations, or shop online at Lenco.supply. Those in the know, go, Lenco.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. Welcome back to Hammer Time. It's Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother Phil and Todd Schmiegel. We have a load of questions. We always tell Todd that he is a celebrity host because we get tons of questions and don't have to actually even talk when we're on the radio.
Well, I sure hope that ups my paycheck, boys.
So we have a couple texts. We're going to hit those real quick, and then we'll go to a couple calls. We have a text that says, do you need to periodically test the water backup sump pump? And if so, how often and how do you do that?
A good question. It is a good idea, and I'm guilty of not doing it in my own house too, but to test a sump pump, you can simply stick your hand into the pit and lift the float up, and that'll activate the pump. It's not a bad way of doing it, but the best way of doing it is unplugging your normal sump pump and then putting a hose into your pit and let it fill up and have your backup pump come on and off, turn on and off like it should, all naturally, if you will. That's the best way of testing it.
That sounds like the easiest way, too.
Yeah, other than dragging a hose into your basement, maybe, and filling it up. And how often should you do it? I'm not quite sure what the manufacturer says. Maybe every 6 months or maybe every year at least.
I don't know why I remember this, but I just feel like Dad used to always clean the sump crock out. Don't you remember him dragging a hose down there for some reason all the time?
Yeah.
I think he has iron okra, I think, which I know you can't beat with a hose, but I think he was trying to combat that all these years.
You know, there was always some weird growth in there. So another question this is a comment, which is actually a good point for the guy who called in regarding the smoke detectors. He says, a can of compressed air will help with the hardwired smoke detector. So that's very similar to kind of like the stuff that you spray out your keyboard with. Like Phil and I were saying, if you blow into that sensor, it could clear the dust out of there and maybe stop that sensor from tripping. But again, you'll just have to kind of go through from some trial and error with that, whether it's the battery or whether it's the dust in the sensor. But that is a good point. Whoever that is that texted that in. We also have a call from Bill in East Aurora regarding a sump pump inspection question. How you doing, Bill?
Real good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I had heard a rumor that they're sending out letters, Erie County Water, wanting to inspect your sump system to make sure it's not going in to the regular sewer line. And I was wondering if it's true or are they doing that?
Well, it's not necessarily the county. Each town is mandating that you stop putting rainwater into your sanitary sewer. And that rainwater could be your sump pump discharge, a floor drain in your basement, your gutters outside, yard drainage. They want all that water stopped from going into your sanitary sewer. Like we were talking about before, the sanitary sewers are becoming overwhelmed in rainstorms with normal sewage as well as water that's getting there that shouldn't get in there.
Okay, yeah.
So like I said, all the municipalities, with the exception of Buffalo, we were just talking about this a moment ago in studio here, that all the municipalities are enforcing this at time of sale. Nick knows this being a realtor, that you stop putting that water into your sanitary sewer.
Okay, but they're not sending out letters and stuff.
I don't know about Erie County. They really don't have any jurisdiction over it that I know of. Once again, all the different towns do. Nick?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm aware, just being from a real estate standpoint, there's really no there's not a mandate they can make. You know, a lot of times they'll make a mandate where, you know, when you pull a permit, you have to do this or whatever. So where the mandate is coming in that I've seen is at the sale of a home. So, and it's only in certain townships. It's not in all of them. I know Cheektowaga has been a big one for that, but basically what they're requiring is that a sump croc be installed at the time of sale if it doesn't already have a sump croc. Mm-hmm. So
now when you say sump croc, does that mean like drain tile everything, rip up the whole basement floor, or just put a croc in the floor?
Well, just the pit, and hopefully you do have drain tile in there. Most of the houses in Cheektowaga are relatively newer. They're going to have some form of drain tile.
Yeah.
A lot of houses in the city don't have any.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, but in Cheektowaga you should be fine.
So let's just put a hole in the ground and hopefully.
So Todd, do you know if when they require that if the discharge is being added into the storm sewers, or is it just discharged to your yard?
Once again, it depends on the town. Cheektowaga, for instance, you can discharge your water on your property as long as it stays on your property, not your neighbor's lawn, mm-hmm. not a public sidewalk, nothing like that. Amherst, for instance, they mandate you put it into a bubbler, which is a conductor that leads from your house to the town storm sewer. That's a mandate. You have to do that if you don't have one. But mm-hmm. since the mid-30s, I think 1935 is when they started in Amherst that you had to have a conductor in. But once again, every town is a little different. So if you had a question in a particular town you're in, you can give us a call.
Yeah, that's always a bone of contention we have. It shouldn't be that every town is different, but they are.
Yeah.
there is a New York State code that is supposed to be abided by, but they all do kind of interpret it a little bit differently and make different regulations. So when you say regard an Erie County requirement, that's not necessarily the case. It's really town by town how they determine things. All right.
Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it.
Can I make a comment about the smoke detectors?
Yeah.
As a volunteer fireman and working for the gas company for many years, remember, all smoke detectors have a life expectancy of 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most important that you replace them.
Yeah.
And not just a battery or blowing out dust, because it's hemoglobin that they build in it, and it's measured, the resistance, through that, and the same with the CO. Both are very important that you replace the units. And just a reminder to people, don't think they're forever.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you for that point. And Bill, as you're talking, we got a text here that said that Erie County is sending out inspection notices in East Aurora as part of Erie County Sewer. So you might be right that East Aurora is doing that. We don't, you know, obviously.
Okay,
you know,
I appreciate it. I'll expect the letter.
All right, Bill. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, again, Bill hangs up. That opens up a line for you. If you'd like to call us, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 if you're calling outside of Buffalo. And you can ask Todd any questions regarding plumbing or Phil or any questions regarding construction. And you know, from there we can go from there. Todd, any other topics that you know, as we're coming into spring, any other topics that you might have that would be pertinent regarding plumbing that we should be looking out for?
I guess I didn't do my homework, so at the moment, no. Maybe I'll think of something.
Spring is around the corner.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. I had recently just taken apart all the traps in my bathroom.
Were you bored?
No, well, my wife's drain wasn't draining, and then I was like, "You're putting stuff down there. What are you doing?" And then mine started to slow down. I'm like, "What am I doing?" Yeah. And it was just a buildup of soap scum and gunk in there. Is there a better way? I mean, not that I'm the most seasoned craftsman, but you know, at least I knew how to take apart a trap and put it back together. What if I didn't? Is there a better way to go about doing that?
Usually the traps don't plug up themselves. It's either down the line or, more importantly, your pop-up assembly, your very part of the sink. You know, you take that out. That's where the gook builds up. For more an expert decision, you can talk to my daughter, Shelby, who fixed her own. Last week I went to her house. She goes, "Dad, I fixed it myself." So I was proud of her.
She is a plumber's daughter.
Yeah, I guess so. But typically, I've never seen anything. Well, I shouldn't say never. It's not as common to plug up the traps. But once again, that pop up.
I had it. It was the pop up was bad. But then I cleaned back all the way to the wall, mm-hmm. and the trap was fine. It was just the wall and mm-hmm. where the pop up was. It was just it was not fun. Let me tell you, but you don't recommend any drain.
No, what I've seen over the years when I did clean a lot of sewers and drains is that when you pour a drain or some chemical down there, it tends to melt the plastic piping. When I say melt it, not physically burn a hole in it, but distort it. So all of a sudden, you do try to take that trap apart in the future. It comes apart very hard and won't necessarily go back together again because it's ovaled, I guess.
It's changed, yeah. I gotcha.
I'm not saying those products don't work because I don't want to get sued here, but as far as I know, I've never run into a situation where they've done good.
No. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, the numbers to call are 803-0930. Again, you can text us at 803-0930 as well, or if you're outside of Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. Attention anyone who has allergies, asthma, or any respiratory ailment. Were you aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every day? These mostly invisible microscopic irritants are feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces. All of these detestable, unhealthy allergens are most likely lurking in your home's heating and air conditioning duct system. If you hadn't had indoor air professionals out in the last 3 years, you are breathing unhealthy air. It's that simple. An indoor air professional wants you and your family to breathe easier. Folks, I'm staring at a pile of testimonials that proves that indoor air professionals can really make a difference in your dust levels, allergies, asthma, and your heating and air conditioning performance. You can sleep better and even find money and other valuables like jewelry. One customer wrote and said, I don't wake up in the middle of the night to take medication for my asthma. Another said, I find dust less often and the air I breathe feels lighter and cleaner. Indoor air has been helping people across our entire listening area breathe easier for the past 31 years. What they have to offer can not only improve your health, but give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Good morning, Nick. Wow, yeah. I'm glad you got those testimonies. And I just got one more that said that the people actually with their daughter who had more of a chronic asthma and allergies was able to save the money on the duct cleaning in less than 6 months for co-pays and unreimbursed medical expenses based on getting all the gunk out. I mean, you know, you and Todd are talking about where water runs through it, and we're talking about where air runs through it. Mm-hmm. And if you clean the ductwork right, it just makes a huge difference. And in fact, I think you had a similar, now I don't know about the medical cost, but what was your situation when we cleaned your ducts last?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned before, we in our old home, we had a 60 or 70 year old home that I can guarantee you the ducts have never been cleaned. And that's why I kind of laughed when it said find valuables and other things in there. We found stuff, your guys pulled stuff out of those vents that was relics. But yeah, I mean, we definitely saw quite a bit less dust in the home. You know, obviously you're dusting less, which is an invaluable improvement. And then, you know, from an allergy standpoint, I do have seasonal allergies, and it definitely helps having less dust in the air with your allergies. So I can certainly understand the medical savings on copays that you're talking about.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, there might be some people that are listening that have radiant heat, or they've done a thorough duct cleaning, or worse, a partial duct cleaning, which unfortunately that's what happens in the industry because the equipment is so inferior compared to what we have at Indoor Air. But there's the HealthWave medical grade air purifiers that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. I know that your mom and dad have one of those, and that they cover 1200 square feet, or you can get one that fits on your furnace to do the whole home that's mm-hmm. covered by the forced air.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I have at my house. It works great. So what are the special Hammer Time discounts for today, Peter?
All right. So we talked about duct cleaning first off. So we're in celebration of spring, the home shows, all that stuff. We're up in the game, and we're doing a 20% off for the all-inclusive duct cleaning. Okay. And so I will explain what that is when you call me today. And that's a big one. And then $350 off the HealthWay portable medical grade air purifiers, as well as $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
All right. Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier, but you have to call today, 683-3000, extension 303. That's right, 683-3000, extension 303, and speak to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals. You must call today in order to take advantage of these great savings.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Are you caring for someone age 55 or older and worried about their independence and health? With support from our program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, or PACE, your loved one can live safely and independently at home for as long as possible. We deliver all the care your loved one needs in one program. Adult day health services, medical care, health insurance, a wide range of engaging activities, and caregiver support. To learn more, visit FallonWeinberg.org.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my car accident, insurance offered me $50,000, but my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $1.3 million.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. What's your case really worth? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
After my car accident, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm to see if I had a case. I did. They got me $800,000.
Do you have a case? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or as we're talking about, some pumps, then they quit, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Well, what do? You call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Plumbing Help Now, plumbinghelpnow.net.
The deals are back and better than ever during Move Metal in March at Maguire Hyundai in Ithaca and Grand Island. Our lots are full of incredible Move Metal deals. Now's the time to buy and get the new car you've been dreaming of for less. Right now at Maguire Hyundai, you can drive a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra SEL starting at only $159 a month. Or choose a new 2024 Maguire Hyundai Tucson SEL all-wheel drive and pay only $239 a month. You heard right. Lease a new Elantra for only $159 a month or a new Tucson for only $239 a month. Your choice with just $39.99 down. See us today at Maguire Hyundai in Ithaca or Grand Island and drive home in your new vehicle with incredible Move Metal in March savings. Maguire Car. Cars.com. Elantra MSRP 25065. Tucson MSRP 33345. 36 month lease with approved Tier 1 credit through HMF. $39.99 down plus first payment, taxes, DMV, and acquisition fees. Security deposit included. 10,000 miles per year. 15 cents excess mileage penalty. See dealer for full details. Ends 3/31/24.
Get ready for an evening of wellness and wisdom. Join us on LCTV for Hands on Health's live audience show with the renowned chiropractor, Dr. August Domenico. Unlock the secrets to a healthier you this Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. on Spectrum Channel 1301. Can't make it to your TV? No worries. Stream Hands on Health with Dr. Domenico live at lctv.net. For a healthier you, tune in to Hands on Health this Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. only on LCTV.
Overtime Sports Lounge, now open at Falls View Casino. Watch all the sports on the biggest screen in Niagara. Cheer on your favorite teams and place a bet while enjoying our pub classics like Elevated Smash Burgers, handcrafted pizzas, and mouth-watering nachos. So good, you'll ask our chef for his autograph. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for more details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Overtime Sports Lounge at Falls View Casino. Fans feast here.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time! Welcome back to Hammer Time. Again, we're here with my brother Phil Cortez. This is Nick Cortez and Todd Schmiegel of Schmiegel Plumbing. We do have a couple of texts here, one of which Todd says, what about potable water backflow protection with water-operated sumps?
Yeah, basically what they're saying is you don't want foul water going back into the public water system by putting a backflow in. So even your hose bibs on your house, you guys have newer houses, mm-hmm. there's a device on there that won't allow any water from your hose going back into the public water because it'll right. damage it. So that's the same thing with a backup water pumps. You have to have some type of check valve on there. Most products have them internally built, and some municipalities want an external one put on as well to make sure the water doesn't back up. So I agree with that 100%.
And now not everyone is a candidate for that water backup, right?
Not everyone. Well, yeah, that's a good point. If you have city water, quote unquote, city water, Erie County water, you have water flowing into your house without any power. It just comes in. Then you're a candidate. But if you have a well system in your house that depends on power to power the well, well, guess what? You can't put a water-powered sump pump in then.
One of our architects, he lives out in Alden, and he's got a well. And his biggest fear is, oh, the power's out, shoot, what am I going to do?
Yeah, he could do a battery-operated one give him a couple days' service.
Yeah.
Now, what we didn't talk about before with any type of sump pump system, sometimes you have radon in the basement, and you guys stumble mm-hmm. into this from time to time, too. So you have a sealed basement floor, there are no floor drains, the cracks are sealed, your sump pump pit is glued down or
That's
locked
what
down, whatever.
Yep.
So you still can do a water-powered backup. Typically, you put in a pump that sits on the ceiling joist,
mm-hmm.
And it's a siphon device.
That's exactly what I have at home. Yep.
And then you put one tube into the into your pit, you make a nice tight hole, you seal it up, and your radon issue is mitigated mm-hmm. again.
And when my system went a few weeks ago, I was totally bummed because I just had the radon lid redone.
Okay, yeah.
So I had, luckily it was no big deal. I just, a bunch of silicone fixed it, the whole thing. But that's how mine operates. And it was annoying to have to put everything back together, but at least I had no water in the basement.
Yeah, I do get questions from customers about radon. How do you know you have it in your basement? How do you test it? I mean, what do you guys do with that?
So there's companies around town that they'll come in and they'll test and they'll offer their suggestions. Usually if you're building a house and you're building on bedrock or you're building in an area where you know there's a high level of radon, it's important to, well, it's not important, but it's kind of nice to have that pipe already ran from the basement floor straight up through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have to have this pipe that's exposed on the outside of the house.
Yeah.
What is the goal of a radon fan is to pull any ground air below your slab up and out through the roof and get it out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Radon comes from the stones and it's, you can't smell it, can't taste it, can't do anything, but it's there. So sealing all the cracks in the basement, big. Sealing all the joints at the wall, huge. Sealing a sump crack is also huge. But putting that fan in the attic mm-hmm. That runs constantly, it just runs 24/7 mm-hmm. all day, just keeps the air moving out. It lowers the levels to a safer point.
Is there an area around the county that's more prone to radon than just?
Yeah, I mean where we live, like I said, I'm right on bedrock. So any place that has a high stone level, Clarence is notorious for that because of the rock quarries over there. I mean mm-hmm. we're on the escarpment, so those are generally where you see higher levels of radon. But I'm sure there's other areas around town that have it, just not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to test. But you can get tests online. They're not probably as effective as having someone come in with the proper equipment to set up in the basement. Generally, that system works where they'll come in, they'll set up a reader on a tripod, and then you don't go down there for a day. You're not disturbing any of the air for a day, just making sure that you get the overall, pure test. And then they'll come, they'll grab the test results, and they'll offer their suggestions from there. But if you're doing it a house in those areas, it's nice to have that pipe in.
Correct.
And I did that based on my father's suggestion, and I'm glad I did, because I did end up needing one.
Okay, very good.
All right, so we want to thank Todd for joining us today. Always fun to spend some
always
time
with you. Always a
pleasure
with you, Todd.
Thanks for hanging out with me. I enjoy it, too.
Next week, we are down at the home show. Next 2 weeks, we're down at the home show, so we're looking forward to that as well. But, yes, thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you, Todd. Nice thank time. You, everybody, for all of the good questions for today. And like Phil mentioned, the next 2 weeks, we will be down live at the home show. So if you'd like to come down there and visit us.
That's time of the year already. Home show season's already here.
Yep. If you'd like to come down and visit us at the show, feel free. We can always probably sneak you some free tickets as well if you come down and see us. Maybe we'll put you on the air too. But again, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.